Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I am your guest host for today's show, and we're here with Otto Loos, Project Independence and You. You've been the co-host now for 6 months straight, or as long as we've been doing the radio show during COVID. So thank you so much for that, Otto. We appreciate that.
It's been quite an experience, actually. I've enjoyed every minute of it, especially with the people I'm with, like you and Christina and Dan and John, of course.
And John, of course.
Right.
It's great.
And I blame your mother for getting me involved with this whole thing.
I'll let her know.
I know. Little did Ev know that she, you know, was creating budding stars, you know.
I know. 9 years later, Christina, and you're here on every show. I mean, it's just
it's
unbelievable.
And that's what I'd say.
We touched on the mental part of this whole thing. I think it's something that we are all born with a different deck of cards, but believe me, I wasn't born with that. I remember as a teenager, as a kid, thinking, you know, what are you worrying about? Blah, blah, you know, worry about, you didn't get your books back to the school. And, you know, I remember laying in bed thinking, oh my God, I was supposed to turn these books in and I didn't, and, you know, whatever. So I actually, believe it or not, when I was in my teens, read two books. One was How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, and I believe it was Dale Carnegie, and the other one was The Power of Positive Thinking. Mm-hmm. And I actually rethink those things. I believe in mental gymnastics, if you will. You know, we do physical well-being, and I believe you have to do mental well-being as well. And anybody who thinks that this is just injected into you, I don't believe that. I really believe you have to work at it. Yeah. I work at it, you know, and I've been through my share of stuff in life. You know, there's not too many I skipped, but you have to go forward and try to be as positive and up as you can about it. It's not easy. And everybody, you know, and a lot of people have a hell of a lot more problems than any of us do. You know, I often look at people who have disabilities and what they accomplish. There was a guy not long ago I saw on 60 Minutes or one of those shows. He had no arms when he was born, and he ended up being a champion bow and arrow guy with his feet. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have a will that is beyond anybody's normal will. Yet we're all normal, and I think we all have a will, and if you take the will and put it into a positive direction, you can accomplish a lot, but you got to want to do it. You got to have the will.
No, you know what it is, Otto, and like, it's such a good point, and we always touch upon this because I too believe in those kind of core foundations, right, of life. And you know, because a lot of people, oh, you know, you're happy, you know, you're, everything is great, you know, they think it's just all sunshine and rainbows, you know, and it's not. You know, I've experienced tons of stuff in my life, you know, so far. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't get too much crazier. But, you know, and it's, I think, but to me, that's important to, you know, to find joy in certain things and to be that person for people I love, right? And I know it's not easy, as Otto said. It's actually more difficult probably than being the person to throw in the towel and say, forget it, I'm not gonna bother. You know, that's kind of the path of like least resistance. But what I always sticks in my mind is earlier this year we had on Laughter Yoga was the, and Beck, you hosted that show with me, Laughter Yoga. Were you on that one?
No, I wasn't. That was pre COVID.
Oh, you know what? It was me and Marlene. That's right. So I hosted and Marlene, who one of our other co-hosts was doing it with me. And we had this woman on who teaches Laughter Yoga. And, you know, on the surface, it looks like you look crazy, you know, because it just seems excessive. But what was so interesting, she was talking about the foundations of how this got started. And just the fact, you know, studies show of forcing yourself to smile and to look at people, it actually sends endorphins and positive, you know, mojo inside your body, you know, so it just, even if you're not, or pretending to laugh, right? So if you're fake laughing, you know, it actually mimics a lot of times the feelings that are real laughter things. So just by start, and then we were fake laughing, and then that in turn became real laughing, you know, because it just seemed so silly. You know, we were all sitting on air in, you know, in the radio, on the radio show in our studio doing these exercises with her, you know, but it really goes to show you how that works. So I think that's what I want to stress to people who are listening or watching is that, you know, yes, you could hear, oh, you know, be a positive person, be a positive, and it could seem like overwhelming if that is not in your nature. But I think it's just to have an aspiration of something smaller, you know, like pick a little tiny thing for that day, you know, whatever it might be, you know, and then I'm a firm believer in a lot of little things will snowball into big things and big changes. So that's well, my spiel.
One of my little phrases I use, and I'm not going to mention names, but like, I'll be out playing golf, all right? And somebody in the group is all of a sudden mumbling and grumbling. And I have this thing in my head, I am not going to let that person rain on my parade. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let people
right
who are negative drag you down, yep, you know? And I use that in my head. I say, don't let them rain on your parade, you know? Mm-hmm. If he wants to have a miserable time out here on a golf course, you go for it. But don't rain on my parade, because I'm going to try, if I don't mess up on golf too bad, to enjoy the day. You know, golf is a game that I love being outside. And it's a game that also can make you very frustrated because I'm not a pro by any means. I love to play. But there's you get shots called like dinks, you know, like you just chunk it and, you know, and the ball goes 12 feet instead of 120 yards or whatever. So you can get frustrated if you build that up. It can be a very frustrating game. But I think frustration is something that we all contend with, which is a little bit different than worry. Mm-hmm. Frustration is, I want to do better than that. And I'm frustrated that I couldn't do it. Right. Or I'm frustrated because I tried to fix the problem on my computer. There's a lot of frustration sometimes connected with technology. You know, you want to fix it. That's not a worry. That's a little bit different in my mm-hmm. opinion. You know, that's just frustration, you know, and technology can make you frustrated. There's no question, mm-hmm. you know, but anyhow, that's a little more the philosophical discussion.
No, but it's true. But this is all going into, you know, we were talking a bit during the break, you know, listen, right now we're in a time of a lot of heavy stressors. Everyone's reacting differently, you know, to whatever is happening in all aspects of life. And, you know, as we said, in just these little things is finding little things that make you joy. So what makes me happy might, you know, be different for somebody else, you know, but we are very fortunate to have with us our Project Independence yoga guru, Miss Rebecca Miller, who, you know, in addition to being the deputy commissioner for our department, she also is a yoga instructor, which is certainly incredible. And it's really shown so many benefits. I've known Beck for a long time, and I could even see once, you know, her getting involved with yoga, how it's changed her outlook and her vibes, you know, with certain things. So Beck, just give us a little, you know, about yoga, just about how it can really help you and benefit you at any age.
So one of the things that, you know, with the laughing yoga, one of the things that I do when I'm teaching a class, and then I'll get back into it, is I tell people, I say, if you smile the entire class, you will burn 1/10 of a calorie. And then everyone starts laughing and all of a sudden they're smiling. And then, you know, and then I'll be in a pose, you know, maybe it's a difficult pose. I'll say, don't forget to smile. And then everyone starts laughing because they remember that little tidbit of a joke. But yeah. So yoga, we talked a little bit about, you know, what we were going to talk about today. And I became a yoga instructor when I was in my 50s. I still am in my 50s, by the way, I'm just saying. but I started yoga. I just, over the years, I tried it. And honestly, I never felt it was for me. I don't know if it was because I was more of a, you know, gym person and cardio, and I just didn't really feel that I could never meditate. I couldn't do yoga. I had that kind of a mentality. And one time I took a class, and my friend talked me into going to her friend's studio. And, you know, I was trying to do all these poses, and I had my arm up and my knee forward and everything I was supposed to be doing. And there was like 10 people in the class, and the instructor spent the entire hour on me, which really turned me away from it for a while. And because I felt like everyone was looking at me, and I didn't get the whole judgment thing. And then, but I was still always drawn to it in this way that I felt like there was something there that really is right, that there was something that would work for me. So, you know, I tried it again. And then years later, I had a friend who I was visiting her. She lived out in Hampton Bays and in the summer. And she said, let's take a yoga class. I got to take you this. And I'm like, I really don't do yoga. And she's like, just come. It was really joyful kind of studio. And the instructor was her favorite. And she kind of like did all these lingos that I didn't get. And I walked into the place, and the smell in there was just so magnificent. It was like between a lavender. It just drew me in, and it was so peaceful. And it was just my friend Yvonne and I and the instructor. And she just, you know, was on her mat, and we warmed up, and she explained things in this beautiful way. And then it was just like a life-changing experience. That 1 hour, and I opened myself out of, we were talking about this too, from I can't do this to I can do this. And, from there I went home and I joined Medwell Spa in Farmingdale, which is a local yoga studio, and very small at the time. And I just started taking classes. It couldn't stop. I just kept going and having great, a lot of different instructors. And and then you won't believe what happened. Oh, we have to go to a break. So you'll have to wait. We'll be right back with Project Independence and You.